This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. These past few years, the Wake County School Board has drawn quite a bit of attention to North Carolina. The public took notice when Republicans took over the school board in 2009 and scrapped a well-respected diversity busing program. The protest it ignited led to the end of the short-lived GOP control, and one of the leaders of that 2009 Republican majority now is not seeking re-election. WUNC education reporter and Raleigh Bureau Chief Dave DeWitt joins us now to reflect on the tenure of John Tedesco. Welcome, Dave. Good
Hi,
to have
Frank.
You here.
How are you doing?
Take us back to 2009. Tedesco and fellow Republicans elected to the board. What was going on in 2009?
There was a lot going on in 2009 in Wake County schools. And I think you can't overlook, and I'll get to that in a minute, but you can't overlook just how well Republicans campaigned in 2009. You know, that's a year after President Obama was elected. So Republicans in this state really took a grassroots approach, trying to get elected onto local boards like this one and into positions that are not statewide or national. And they ran very effective campaigns in places that they had a chance to win, mostly the western part of the state and the suburbs. And they focused on these races for a reason that they thought they could win them because of some of the upheaval that had happened around the Wake County schools in 2007, 8, and then in 2009. A lot of that had nothing to do with the so-called diversity plan. Some of it certainly did. But this student assignment plan that made sure that no school in Wake County had too high a percentage of low-income students. The thinking being, if you moved students around and created a situation where no one class of students dominated any percentage of the student body, then the learning opportunities would be greater. But other things were happening too. A lot of families were being moved to places and long bus rides they didn't want to go. They were going by schools as they were getting there. This idea of neighborhood schools, and that became a rallying cry, because how do you argue against neighborhood schools? The neighborhood are the schools, which are you against? So this idea that the Republicans could latch onto that idea and stoke some of that discontent that many people had, not just Republicans, but Democrats, moderates, everybody was pretty upset with the Wake County schools for a variety of reasons.
The number of families who were displaced and inconvenienced was relatively small, but they were certainly upset about having to go to two or three schools for PTA meetings and that sort of thing and send their kids. A small group, but a vocal group.
A vocal group, and that's really important. And they were not just vocal, but they made for good stories. You know, oh, here's a kid who spends an hour and a half on the bus and comes back an hour and a half, and they're being bused out of downtown Raleigh to a suburban school, and how fair is that or how unfair is that? But really, the spark that really lit this was something called Wacky Wednesdays. It was an opportunity for teachers to get professional development in the school, and so every Wednesday was becoming an early release day. For students in Wake County, this infuriated parents, because not only is school important to parents, but also a lot of parents work and have two jobs. And, you know, this was a major inconvenience. And that sort of became the last straw, if you will. And so all of these things came together. A lot of Republicans ran on campaigns that they were going to get rid of this policy. They were going to return to neighborhood schools and that everything would be better. And it wasn't just John Tedesco, but there were a lot of other Republicans that ran as well.
And of course, not big voter turnout. As you say, this is 2009, after the big election, 2008, Barack Obama wins. Not a lot of people showed up. Those who did were very active, very vocal. Republicans win. Tell us about the school assignment program, because it had gained quite a bit of attention nationally as a kind of a model program based not on race, but on income, and seemed to be working.
Yeah, it had in certain circles become a real model for a lot of people who believed in sort of not necessarily making these decisions based on race, which we know is a very contentious issue, but based on income. So that students of low income, whether they were white, black, Latino, or anything else, they were the ones who essentially became, you know, students who would be moved. And so there wouldn't be an opportunity to have too many low-income students in any one school. And it spawned research. It spawned a book that there are no bad schools in Wake County. And it became a model, absolutely, for a certain percentage of the population. It also became a target for people who believed in these so-called neighborhood schools and believed that we shouldn't gerrymander or engineer a school system. We should try to give attention to students who need that attention, but we shouldn't do it by a school-based assignment plan.
So they did, and they got to change. Tell us about what happened in its place.
What Republicans were elected, and as we mentioned, it was John Tedesco, Chris Malone, Deborah Prickett, Deborah Goldman, and they joined Ron Margiotta, who became the chair. And almost immediately, the five of them, in their very first meeting, made major changes to get rid of the student assignment policy through a resolution and then look to put some other student assignment policy in its place. This sparked huge protests in 2009. And when I say huge, you might think, oh, small, huge protests at a school board. What's that, 10, 12, 20 people? No, there were thousands walking through downtown Raleigh, drew national attention, media attention. It became a very heated situation. It drew people not on just one side or the other, but it got moderates involved, and it was chaos there for a while.
Chaos here locally, and I think the very beginning of national attention to little old Wake County and North Carolina, otherwise not always in the national limelight. And I thought perhaps this would be the time when the Colbert Report and perhaps the Daily Show would move their headquarters here. This was the very beginning. Let's listen to how Stephen Colbert saw the issue.
And at a Wake County Tea Party rally, new school board member John Tedesco explained who the real villains are.
Social engineers and bureaucrats who wanted to, for a generation, control the hearts and minds of our children.
Yes, it is social engineering's fault. Sure, integrating schools may sound benign, but what's the use of living in a gated community if my kids go to school and get poor all over them?
There you go. So that's the beginning. National attention, as you say, quite a bit of protest, and the fallout was, in fact, very short-lived Republican tenure.
It was, because I think the important thing to remember is the folks who were elected were still local people and had never been in office before. And so while Republicans took over and while there was some good campaigns run, these were folks who didn't have a lot of experience with actually getting onto a board and making policies that worked. And that's true of Democrats and Republicans. First time people who were elected struggle with that. And, Deborah Goldman and Deborah Prickett and these folks, they rounded into that you could see them get better. I think if you ask them, today, they think, well, we went too fast. We should have gone more slowly. Everybody was telling them that at the time. But, there was a lot of partisan rancor going on. And especially John Tedesco, he became somebody who would go on to subcommittee. He wasn't strictly a partisan person, although he made some highly partisan comments and he became the face of this movement. But he ran successful committees. He did a lot of things. He knew the data. He got into the weeds. He wasn't somebody who just stayed on top of it and made pronouncements. He really did believe in the strength of his convictions. And they were essentially that by moving students around, you are hiding the particular students and you're not addressing their problems. He said this repeatedly. And it's an interesting argument. We never got a chance to see if that argument would come to any fruition because the policies they passed went away pretty quickly. And the policies they put into place, quite frankly, weren't all that well thought out.
He ran for statewide office, didn't win. Now he's not running again for a school board. What's his legacy and the future for John Tedesco?
Well, I think his legacy is that he was the face of this movement from 2009 onward. And even though Ron Margiotta was the chair, and then Ron Margiotta's loss, 2 years later became really the turning point for Democrats regaining control. John Tedesco stayed on the board. He kept trying to enact some changes, although not as broad and not as, in everybody's face as much as before. And he was a fairly effective person on the school board. He was able, because he would have discussions with people, whether you agreed with them or disagreed, he would have discussions. Now, a lot of times he would go to Tea Party rallies early on in his tenure, and that wasn't necessarily a good thing for him in trying to get things done. But his legacy will be that, he will be the face of this movement, and that he did run for state superintendent. And in a year when Republicans extended their majorities in the legislature and won the governor's seat, he and Deborah Goldman, sort of the other face of the movement, lost statewide races by about 8 points. So that tells you that he gained enough attention and negative attention that people even outside of Wake County didn't think he could run the state school system as its superintendent.
Democrats are back in control. What direction do they appear to be moving in?
They're moving much more slowly than they did even when Democrats handled things before. They're not doing things that will, get sort of rank and file parents, for lack of a better term, upset or get, change things. There is more stability. That's the other thing to remember, sort of ironically, is that what happened from 2009 on actually sort of spawned more stability. Although we went through a different student assignment plans, we had the Tony Tata era as a superintendent when the buses didn't run on time and he ended up getting fired by the democratically controlled. There was a lot of chaos and it didn't end. But now I think if you're a parent of a child in Wake County, your situation is more stable. You have a better idea of where you're going to go to school. It's probably not as far away, but you do see a lot of the philosophies and policies going back now toward this student assignment plan based on low income.
Let's take a look at the $810 million school construction bond that voters are going to decide this fall. Republicans have some concern about that. Tell us what's at stake with this bond issue.
A lot is at stake. You know, Wake County, even as the economy went into its downturn and is sort of slowly coming out of it, is still growing. And as it's still growing, high schools, elementary schools, middle schools are getting bigger. And not because there's more construction being added. There's just more and more students showing up. High schools in Wake County now are 2,600 students. They need new buildings. Republicans are sort of split, although they voted, you know, at the county level against it, but it was a very close vote. There is no organized effort to defeat the bond, but it is the first bond since all of this happened. And so now, what, you know, the perception of Wake County schools took a huge hit in the last 4 or 5 years. The quality, you know, people don't think it's as good. They don't like being in the news necessarily the way they were in the news. So there's a lot of questions about how these, again, rank and file moderate parents are going to vote and if they'll be motivated to get out and support a bond. You know, Democrats are likely to support it. Republicans are likely, you know, those who favor smaller government are likely to be against it. But what is the big moderate group going to do? You know, we don't know because it's the first bond since all this happened. They've passed a bond earlier before that, but they did vote against a bond back in 1999. So there are a lot of questions. What will happen? It's hard to tell.
Dave, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Dave DeWitt, WUNC's education reporter and Raleigh bureau chief. Coming up, we get a preview of the next season of The Monty on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.